LO News. Monday, October 20th, pro-Palestinian protesters gathered outside of a Montreal mayoral leadership debate on Notre Dame Street West, hoping to get questions about Gaza on the agenda. While inside, candidates debated issues ranging from cycling infrastructure to housing outside. Protesters chanted and delivered speeches. Here is protester Rama Al-Mallah with the Palestinian Youth Movement.
We are here today at yet another mayoral event where the three party leaders are debating without Gaza being on the agenda. We are here today to demand once again that our candidates pledge on the platform.
The activists are calling on the candidates to take inspiration from former Montreal Mayor Jean Doré, who adopted a resolution cutting ties with South Africa during its apartheid regime in the 1980s. 35 years ago, Mayor Doré also established an anti-apartheid committee in Montreal to investigate and cut contracts with businesses that might be doing business with apartheid South Africa. Today, in 2025, pro-Palestinian activists want to see a similar approach taken toward Israel, a country that the International Court of Justice says is responsible for apartheid. Here is activist Raim speaking at another protest earlier this month, discussing why she thinks Gaza is a valid issue at the municipal level.
When we say that we want to put Palestine on the agenda, we're saying that this is not a foreign issue. This is not happening, you know, across the world. Canada and Montreal is involved in this war just as much, and we have a role to, you know, end our complicity.
She says Montreal candidates could also pledge to refuse permits to companies that manufacture weapons, like General Dynamics, whose Montreal plant in Repentigny shipped military equipment to Israel as recently as July.
These are companies that are in our backyard, and we need to cut all permits, all ties with these companies in order to put pressure on Israel to end this genocide.
Craig Sauvay, the mayoral candidate for Transition Montreal, has aligned himself with the demands of these protesters, saying he would commit to ending these permits. Luc Rabouin, the mayoral candidate for the incumbent Projet Montréal, has said he supports a two-way arms embargo and stated in a council meeting earlier this month he would look into what tools the city had at its disposal to influence peace in Gaza.
À évaluer tous les leviers dont la ville dispose pour contribuer à mettre fin à la situation terrible qui arrive en ce moment en Palestine.
Soraya Martinez-Ferrada, the mayoral candidate for Ensemble Montréal, who is currently favored in the polls, said at a press conference in September she feels candidates' positions on Palestine should not affect their ability to address local issues.
On peut avoir des positions très différentes sur le conflit à Israël, à Gaza. Mais ce qui est important à Montréal, c'est de s'assurer que ces positions-là personnelles ne viennent pas teinter comment on veut gérer la ville.
With files from Jules Bugel, I'm Adam Innes with the Local Journalism Initiative.
CJLO 1690, the Electric Messiah radio show. Everybody's here this week.
Hello.
In the house.
Wait. Diana?
Hello?
And yes. Diana's here too. Hey.
Everybody's here.
Everybody's here right now. Great. Diana, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
We're doing great. Thanks. Welcome to the show.
Awesome. Thank you.
We just played, to start the show, we played Casino, a band called Casino, with the song Getting to Know, from a brand new album that came out last Wednesday called We All Lose, from right here in Montreal. What else did we got? And then right after that, we played Glued Mouth, also came out last Wednesday. It's a single from a new album. I think it's called Self-Medicated. The song's called Burn the Hand, Bite the Bridge. And what did I call them?
Face-destroying metal?
I think it's face-destroying metal. I think that's the proper genre for that band, yeah. Diana, did you hear those first two songs?
I did. They're awesome.
Yeah, those are two local bands.
That's sick. That's because they just came out. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. I was supposed to play them last week, but we got into it with another band from Hamilton, Ontario. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've been to Hamilton, Diana.
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. So just for the audience, let's do introduction. Introduce yourself, Diana.
My name is Diana. Diana Cameron, sorry. I usually crew for bands that tour. I've been doing it for about 14 years or so. Yeah, wow. 14 years. And that's what I've been out with more than a few bands, mostly metal, some symphonic metal, you know, I'm a drummer myself and a vocalist, but I've been doing crew touring for most of that.
Yeah, I saw the playlist. The songs that you sent me are mostly deathcore, symphonic metal, progressive metal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is these bands you toured with them before?
I've toured with Carnifex. It's actually one of the bands that I tour with the most. I've toured with, like, Cradle. I was just on tour with Sonata and Symphony X, and I've loved Symphony X forever. All the bands that I listed for you guys, I've toured with all of them. Either we've been on the same tour together, or I've actually worked for them, except for Dream Theater, who is actually the reason why I play drums. So
wow.
They're the only one out
there. Yeah. Mark Portnoy.
Yeah, I was just going to say. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good person.
Phil, huh? Wow. You tour them.
It's yeah.
Like my childhood band.
Yeah. Well, that's where we met you, right, Diana? Wow. At the Chaos and Carnage tour?
Yeah. I was running merch for Chaos and Carnage and working with Cradle of Filth and Dying Fetus. Yeah.
That's right. Well, hey, let's just jump into another song quick. We'll come right back. And What was the song? Oh, you know what? Everything's gone from my list here.
I know.
Dying Fetus.
It's the new single called Into the Cesspool, and it came out.
That's a good song.
Yeah.
It's insane.
It came out September 19th. Let's get into it. Mm-hmm. Here it is, Dying Fetus, CJLO. Oh, yeah. Man, I always do that. Okay, let's do it again. You ready, guys?
Boom.
Turn it up, everything, hey? Turn it on. Here we go. Into the Cesspool.
And we go. We'll
Dying Fetus, yeah. Turn it back on. No, this one. There we go. Dying Fetus, Into the Cesspool.
What a song.
Yeah, that was dope. Have you toured with Dying Fetus? I guess you have. We saw you with Dying Fetus.
Yeah, I have.
What a dumb
question. No, it's okay. yeah, I have.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fun. I've seen Dying Fetus, I think, maybe five times.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're one of those bands, they just tour. They just tour and tour and tour. And
every time they come, we have
And
to
every know. Time we, yeah, exactly. Every
Thankfully,
time they come,
they
we got
to
go.
They come to Montreal often, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they're awesome. I ran the VIP for their meet and greet.
Okay. How are the fans?
The fans are rabid. They're awesome. They are, like, really into it. Depending on what state we're in, some fans are very specific about only liking one band, and that's it. Most metal fans, though, even if metal is a little bit different from one band to the next, they're all about it. So the fans are sick.
Yeah. That's the band that every mom hates the t-shirts.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I'm going to let 100%. I'm going to let you wear all these metal t-shirts, but please.
Yeah.
That one Cradle of Filth t-shirt.
Yeah. And the Dying Fetus.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you sold me that Cradle of Filth t-shirt.
Yeah. What's happening in that t-shirt? Oh, it's the nun. Yeah, that's the right.
The one they have that on the back, it said Jesus is a blank.
Every time.
Say Jesus is a cunt on the back of it. Can we say that on the radio?
Probably, who knows?
I don't know.
We're going to find out.
Yeah, I can't wait. I want a letter for the wall. All right. So, yeah, Jesus is a cunt. Oh, wow. Fuck. I just, and I'm swearing. Okay, enough. I feel like that, what's that movie with the Blues Brothers where they keep getting beat up by the nuns because they can't stop swearing every time they get hit? Yeah. I just had that happen.
Best one ever.
Yeah.
We're going to get a find out.
Yeah, we'll find out. Yeah. So, did you just come off a tour? You must have just come off a tour. Well, let's ask the question differently. What's the last tour you just finished?
The last tour I was doing merch for Sonata Arctica from Finland. They were supporting Symphony X on their 30-year anniversary tour.
Oh, wow, interesting. Did I miss it? I'm sure it came to Montreal. Sure.
I don't know.
It did. It went to Montreal. It went to Toronto.
Yeah.
They have two cities there.
Oh, no. I'm lying. Sonata did a headliner after that tour, and they went to Montreal and Toronto.
Oh, cool. Oh,
okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You get to travel the world. That's amazing.
It's a lot of fun. I've been to a lot of cities that have huge landmarks that I've never seen just because the day is so packed with stuff to do.
For sure.
I've been very fortunate.
You get to see the streets.
Travel the world many times over.
Yeah.
You get to see the alleys behind the venues and the cities that you go to.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%.
I have a question. Where does Montreal rank as a good metal town? As someone that's traveled.
The French Canadians love metal a lot.
Yeah, a lot.
Canada in itself, they'll travel far and wide to go see a little bit more probably than people in the U.S. There are people in the States that will travel far, but if a show is 3 hours away from them, sometimes they're like, it's a little too far away, just because I think Americans tend to travel more for work and things, but when it comes to, like, Canadians, they'll travel far to go see a show. And it could be because
they don't have a choice.
I think that's that a lot of shows will only go to Vancouver, Regina, maybe.
That's right.
Toronto, Montreal, Quebec City, and, like, nowhere else.
Montreal is the only place where the bullet belt never went out of style.
Are you wearing one right now?
Jay, are you wearing a bullet belt?
You are, for sure.
You are.
Even through the 90s, the bullet belt never went out of style.
Yeah, I saw some just today.
But also, everything happens in the States.
The thing about not traveling far in the States, or maybe only for work, is that I look at some of the lists, I said, what? Those bands are going to where? So that's the benefit of living in the States is the proximity.
Why can't we get Maryland Death Fest here?
Yeah. Well, we did actually for a bit. They called it Maryland Death Fest. Yeah. We had
it would last. Really? It was 1 year.
Yeah, they did. Did they
now
do,
it's just called.
They did 1 year of this event, right?
The closest yeah. thing was Summer Slaughter. That era.
Now it's called Mess. Yeah. Mess de Mort or
no, that's
well, you
the
guys
block.
Have Heavy Montreal too.
No, not we anymore. Don't anymore though.
Not anymore. Not anymore.
And we're
not anymore.
No, it's a sore spot, Diana. You just triggered us.
Oh no, I'm so sorry. The last time I was there, Carnifex played, and I was on tour with them. And Despise Icon was there. Like, those guys are sick. I've known them forever.
Yeah.
And it was sick, but I haven't heard about them. So excited for me to trigger.
No,
it was my favorite day of the year.
Not joking. They're
sick.
It was my favorite day of the year, and now it's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now they have a Lasso Fest, which is country, and then
now they
also
have a country fest,
like a they got reggaeton fest.
They got all the fests. They got the electronic,
taco fest.
I've seen those goth country guys. I mean, you know, maybe one day. I don't know.
What did you say?
I've seen those goth country guys. Maybe one day,
goth
bring in some metal. You know.
Yeah, hopefully.
well, we had an announcement. I mean, Iron Maiden just announced a tour today.
You were going to say they won country.
No. Iron Maiden, Megadeth, and Anthrax, they're going to play outside where Heavy Montreal used to be at Jean Drapeau.
Okay.
Is that outdoor?
Yeah, it's outdoor.
I was just on tour with a band that was supporting Bruce Dickinson.
Oh, wow.
That's right. What was the band's
name? Yeah, his solo.
What's the band's name?
The name of the band is called Combustion 96.
Combustion 96, that's right. Yeah, I was looking. I saw that.
What a legend.
I mean,
it was awesome. We, like, Bruce is actually a lot shorter than I thought he would be.
Yeah.
he is huge on stage. Like, he's awesome. It was really fun to see him every night, you know, play. And I helped sell their merch one of the nights when it was just, like, packed house. So I helped with that. But yeah, like he was super sweet, really nice guy.
That's so awesome.
That's great to hear, yeah. Especially with Bruce Dickinson.
Yes, seriously.
Yeah. I mean, he's got the word dick in his name. He could have been. But he's, yeah. Thanks, Bruce.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's play some Despised Icon. I know you asked for MVP, but they have a new album that's out. Have you heard it?
I've heard parts of it, so please play it. It's awesome.
All right, yeah. So it's Halloween next week, right? So we'll play, I guess, every song.
Are you dressing up?
Am I dressing up?
Yeah.
I'm dressed up right now.
There we go.
Scary. this is The Apparition, Despised Icon, CJLO 1690.
Yeah. is Father Yeoman Farm.
CJLO 1690, The Electric Messiah Radio Show. I'm Chuck.
I am Jay.
I'm Aldo.
Oh,
I'm Diana.
And there's Diana. Sorry. and everyone's mics are turned on. That was great. So that's the new despised really icon called The Apparition.
I like that.
That song was killer.
It's a good one.
Yeah. I'm going to see them December 6th at Club Soda. It's sold out. So if you don't have a ticket.
I don't.
If you don't have a ticket, buy one for the next night.
Last time I was at Club Soda.
Oh, yeah. Last time I was at Club Soda was in 2017 with the Spice Icon.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Primal Horde was on the show talking about that show and how
it was so good.
Significant
is that
show
was. Is
that
the second show with Beneath the Massacre?
Was Beneath
Yeah, it was with Beneath the Massacre and Carnifex.
Really? Was it an album release show?
Headliner. Is a co-headliner that Carnifex did was Despised.
Nice.
It was Carnifex, Despised, and Beneath the Massacre?
Yeah. I forget who else was on it, but Beneath was on it, yeah.
Right.
Those guys are shit.
But do you remember if it was an album launch for Despised Icon?
I don't think so. I think it was just a U.S. Canada tour.
Just a dope show. Yeah. That sounds like a good show. I'd like to go to that show. Well, I will see them with Bruiserweight, Local Hardcore, and Scorching Tomb, and... both of them have just put out, Scorching Tomb put out and three singles. Did they put out the full album? I don't think it's out. LP, is it out yet?
It's out, yeah. It's crazy.
So then awesome. I have to go check that out. Do you know Scorching Tomb?
I have heard of them. Yeah. I don't know if I've ever...
You should check this band out too. Everyone listening, check out the new Scorching Tomb. Fire.
Awesome.
Yeah, Fuego. Where are you right now, speaking of Fuego? You're in Texas, you said, right?
I am in the lovely state of Texas, yes.
Yeah.
How hot is it right now?
It's actually not that hot. It's starting to cool down a bit. It's like probably in the low 70s.
Okay. No.
Whatever that means.
It's warm during it still gets a little warm during the day, but it's starting to cool down a lot more.
30 Celsius.
What is that? Yeah. What is 70? What did you say?
What is it? 20 Celsius, maybe?
Okay.
Right.
20, 20.
What is it here right now?
10.
It's 9 degrees.
9 degrees over here.
Yeah. Holy crap.
Yeah. I mean 70. No, 50. I don't know.
55.
50. No, we're just doing a lot of things here now. Let's turn this on. All right, so what else should we play? Well, here, you know what? We didn't play... the promo or the ad. Don't know swearing. Okay, let's do this. We'll be right back, okay? Nobody talk. No, nothing's working here. Is that? That's not working. We're just screwing up this whole show.
Movies?
You're all clear, kid. Now let's blow this thing and go home.
And have the iconic sounds of cinema?
Well, then tune in to At the Movies every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m. with your hosts,
Remy
and Danny.
May the Force be with you. Goodbye, old friend. May the Force be with you.
Crossover Comics is celebrating its 13th anniversary with a huge sale. On October 24th, 25th, and 26th, if you spend $50 before tax, you'll get to spin the Orb of Possibility, a 20-sided die, and add whatever number comes up as a discount. That means if you roll a 20, you'll be getting 20% off your purchase. Members of Crossover Comics also get an additional 10% off their purchase. So if you want to test your luck, come on down to Crossover Comics, 3560 Notre Dame Street West, on the 24th, 25th, and 26th. We'll see you there. One roll per customer per day, and some exceptions apply.
All right, we're back. You know, one day I'm going to get it right, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. what was the last show you went to besides, you know, doing merch and having to be at the show? A show that you wanted to go out to go to.
Okay, hold on. I need to think about it for a second.
Yeah, I bet.
it's been a while. Usually when I'm at home, I'll just... I'm a homebody, and I don't go to shows just because I've had my fill of being around people for a long time. It's probably been over a year.
Wow.
I think since one of the last shows that I went to, and it was a local band, if I'm not wrong. I'm not 100%, but it was like a metal show.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It was when I still lived in California.
Okay. Where were you living in California?
Southern California, baby. The land of dreams.
The land of
dreams.
Is it for real?
Is
the
what?
The land of dreams?
Is it the land of dreams down...
It is, and
broken
it
dreams.
Used to be.
And, yeah. A lot of different types of dreams. Yeah,
the nightmare.
Yeah,
the nightmare.
homeless make it a little bit hard, and the cost of living. It's
for sure.
It's a little bit hard.
So. It sounds like
it's beautiful.
Like yeah,
beautiful state.
Yeah. The reason we wanted you to come on the show is. When I started doing this show, I was going to shows and thinking about what to do. And I said, you know who would be good on the show? The merch people.
Mm-hmm.
They interact with the fans. They know that they're on tour with the band. And they're kind of the middle person. They're like the heart of the tour.
Yes. Yeah. We're definitely the face of the band. A lot of people that go to shows, the only interaction they have with the band, quote unquote, is when they go to buy merch. So if you get somebody who's in a crappy mood and treats you terrible, your perception of the show is, oh, it was a cool show, but I had a bad time because the merch person was kind of
crappy. That's very true. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I 100%. Definitely think about that. And almost every merch person I've ever interacted with over this.
Yeah. I've turned around from merch tables because the people are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm like, if you don't want to serve me, I'm here to spend money on you, and because I love you, and now it's horrible. I'm gonna
leave.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm gonna go buy your.
It's been a few times, actually.
Buy that band shirt online.
Yeah,
or fuck it.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
Again,
I'm waiting for the letters.
Sheesh.
And we met Danny River on the Rivers on the that tour also. He was doing merch.
Oh yeah, Phoenix is the guy. Yeah, he's awesome. He's a really cool guy.
I messaged him and he's going to come on the show.
Awesome.
We're excited to have Danny on the show. I'm trying to get Sean to come on the show. Sean was doing merch for Cradle of Filth.
Oh yeah.
He is cool, yeah.
Yeah. And
he's got stories. Both of them have stories. Upon stories of things that they've been through, so
yeah,
they're awesome.
What was the other guy's name? Was it Simon doing merch for like Flesh God or something?
Oh no, that was Kirsten. She was doing merch for Flesh God. There was Ronnie. He was doing merch for
Ronnie.
Neo Blaviscaris.
Neo, that's right. Yeah, there's a lot of people.
I think I'm off the top of my head, but yeah, there were a lot of bands.
What? All right, so. Where should we go next? Out of all the songs that you gave me, which one? Here, you know what? Let's put on some background music.
I love it.
Let me go. Yeah, I'll tell you which songs we got.
I thought you were going to pick Dream Theater because play drums because of them.
Well, so I've been listening to this song by Dream Theater for like the last 2 days. I'll be honest, I don't really know Dream Theater that much. I know who they are and I know about
the drummer.
But then, and because of this show, I started listening to it and looking it up, and yeah, that's they're interesting and they're technical, and I think I'm a Dream Theater fan now.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah, it's hard not to be after listening to it properly.
Right. Yeah, well, I mean, it's not everybody's cup of tea because some of the, like, most of the albums are, like, concept albums, so they're pretty long and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That definitely their heaviest album is The Train of Thought, which is one of the songs. I think the song I gave you was As I Am.
Yeah.
It's the very first song. It comes out hard and heavy. And if you ever see any of the videos that Portnoy put out, he goes, this is like the heaviest it's ever going to be, because he likes playing heavy stuff. He likes doing doubles. He like talks about it. And he goes, this is about as heavy as Dream Theater is ever going to get. So he even likes like having that feel of being able to do like some blast. Like they're slower, but he does stuff like that. So it's one of my favorite albums because it's a little bit heavier.
Nice.
All right. Well, let's do it then. Let's play As I Am by Dream Theater.
Okay.
You ready?
Oh, yeah.
CJLO, 1690.
Here we go. We'll be right back.
CJLO 1690, As I Am by Dream Theater from the album Train of Thought.
We are back.
Very good song.
Yeah.
Never heard that before.
You never heard that before?
Nope.
Yeah. Dumb.
There's a funny video on YouTube that somebody spliced together of Joe Satriani, who's the guitarist for Dream Theater. He was doing like a class, but they spliced together and he's like doing some ridiculous lick and he goes, if you can't get it, just kill yourself. And then it just says that slower and slower, like doom. It's the funniest thing ever. It's like years old. Wow. So funny because he's just a ridiculous guitarist.
You send that to
Joe
me?
Joe Satriani. Oh, I know Joe Satriani.
Do you know Joe Satriani?
Yeah. Yeah. Incredible. Yeah. I remember this album. It's like a solo thing. It's like a white cover. That he's like wearing these sunglasses, wearing all black. What's that album called? Amazing. So amazing.
Satriani. I'm sorry. I meant to say Satrucci, but yes, Joe Satriani is insane as well.
Joe Satriani.
I'm getting my guitars mixed up, but yeah.
I mean, Petrucci, Satriani.
Satriani is insane.
Yeah.
There we go. Jay?
But that song was really good.
I dug it. That was really nice.
It sounded a bit like...
The album's actually really good.
So. Alice in Chains to me.
Yeah. We were sitting here listening to As I Am, and Aldo says, does it sound like Alice in Chains?
Yeah, a bit like...
Oh, yeah.
The harmonies, the minor...
It had that Alice in Chains vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has some feel to that, definitely.
And a little bit Dimebag?
That's what you hear.
I like the change up in the solos, the tempos.
Very nice.
Yeah.
He's very nice.
Very good pick. Good job.
Thanks.
Yeah. Where should we go next? What do we got here?
We got Lauren
Flesh
Shore.
God.
We got to play some Carnifex, bro.
Oh, you know what? No. We got to... We're going to come back. We got to do this again.
Oh, yeah.
You ready?
True, yeah.
Prepare for the fright of your life, because this Halloween, Ballroom is taking you sinners to church.
Spooky! Godfather Silver Old Navy and Auntie Mag's Old Navy present the What the Halloween Kiki Ball. It'll be a spooktastic night of tricks, treats, and vogue, Miss Thing. Looking to satiate your ghoulish cravings? Auntie D's Kitchen will be serving up their famous patties, refreshments, and, for one night only, a special Halloween platter. And they're not the only ones who'll be serving it up, honey. With paranormal performance, fearsome fashion, and creepy creations never before seen, it'll be a night to die for. We've got Moonstar 007 and Mag's Old Navy on MC duty, and Father Cherry KFC on the decks. Join us on Friday, October 31st at 6 p.m. in the St. Edward Church basement at 425 Beaubien East for a Halloween you'll never forget. For more information on tickets and event details, follow the Montreal Kiki Ballroom Alliance on socials at MTL_KBA. CGLO is a proud partner/co-presenter of the What the Halloween Kiki Ball.
What the Halloween? Be spooky or get spooked.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
You talking to me?
And have the iconic sounds of cinema?
Well, then tune in to At the Movies every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m. with your hosts,
Remy
and Danny.
Don't laugh!
Spooky.
Spooky. This ain't reality TV!
That was something. That was something.
Yeah. You there, Diana?
You guys got all the fun stuff going on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Bundles
we
of
the spooky stuff.
The spooky.
In California, everybody used to decorate where we used to live, and now that we live in Texas, I think we're like the only house in our entire neighborhood, which sucks because I'm about Halloween all year long.
Yeah.
Because you guys are the only metalheads, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, probably. Probably.
What part of Texas are you guys staying in?
It's like Northern Texas.
Oh, the hot part.
Yeah. It's not as bad as once you get closer to the Gulf, it starts to get a lot more humid. It actually gets really cold here at night.
Yeah.
When we moved here, it was like 19 degrees Fahrenheit, so it's like below zero.
Oh, I saw that a couple years ago. Like all the power went out in Texas, and people were freezing. Yeah,
it's
snowing.
And that was northern Texas,
right?
Was,
oh, like, wow.
Like northern Texas, so it can get pretty cold here.
I mean, Texas is huge.
Yeah.
No? Yep.
Like massive.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So big, in fact, some people say they should just become their own country.
I mean, we didn't try one.
Yeah,
but
so funny. Hey, Quebec,
I will go to Texas.
Quebec also wants to be their own country. And I was born and raised in Alberta, another province that just wants to be its own country.
Never happened.
Never. It's enough.
It's contagious.
Yeah. What's the name of that country? Alberta.
Alberta. What? Yeah. No.
Doesn't sound good. Right?
Yeah. Sounds horrible. All right. Where are we gonna go next, Diana?
I don't know.
We got Flesh God, Symphony X, Carnifex, Lorna Shore, Whitechapel. I say we go
Or whatever you want.
We should drown in blood. Do you want to drown me in blood?
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Drown me in blood, baby.
Yeah, let's do it. Carnifex on the Electric Messiah radio show, CJLO 1690.
Spooky.
Yeah.
CJLO 1690 Electric Messiah Radio. That was Carnifex.
We are back.
Drown Me in Blood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, I'm like, that's one of the worst ways to die is drowning, I think, personally. And in blood would be even worse because it's like thick and not as liquidy. I don't know what would be worse, water or blood. Anyway.
I was with the guys and they were filming that music video.
Yeah.
And they had a kiddie pool filled with like blood in it. And watching their vocalist Scott have to like ride around in it. It was sick. Freezing for him. And he's like, "This." We were like in a warehouse and he's like just having to do it over and over again. I felt so bad for him. But yeah, he goes, "I'm living this song." So it was funny now.
Yeah. But, yeah. You can't put on a towel in between shooting it because now you're just getting everything full.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What'd you use for the blood?
Real blood.
It was real blood.
It was pig's blood. No, I think they used like, it was water with like food coloring, but it was like thicker. I don't know what they used.
Yeah, that's chocolate
cool. Sauce. I have no idea.
I'm going to check that.
They used something. It was gross.
Yeah, check it out, everybody. Go watch the video for Drown Me in Blood by Carnifex. See a bloodbath.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we got about four and a half minutes left. Thanks so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you, Diana.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, fun. We felt it was, I'll say it again, we felt it was important to bring you, Danny. We want to get Sean. We had my buddy Diego, I met Diego once. Diego does merch for Thievery Corporation and Imperial Triumphant, and he's the bassist in a band called Bayway.
Very cool.
They're playing this Saturday with Biohazard and Onyx and Swollen Teeth at the Beanfield Theater.
Ooh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to go see that. Biohazard and Onyx are going to play Judgment Night.
Who's playing tomorrow?
There's times where on tour I'll like meet somebody once, like years ago, but we stay in contact online and like I still consider them my friend. It depends on whenever, you know, like your paths cross again.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And it'll happen too. That's fun. Yeah. What else?
Who's playing tomorrow?
Tomorrow, I'm going to go see Vader, the Polish death metal band Vader. And
sick.
Yeah, they're playing with Cataclysm. Do you know Cataclysm?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so Cataclysm, Malevolent Creation.
Insane.
And Skeletal Remains at Fairmount Theater.
Yeah, that's
Skeletal Remains years and years ago at a festival, like in the Midwest somewhere. Those guys are actually sick.
Yeah, I've never seen... I'm excited to go see that tomorrow.
It's going to be a good show. It sounds like a killer lineup.
Yeah. And we haven't done it, so let's remind the people. Next week on the show, we're going to have local Montreal, what is it?
Legendary band.
Doom? Are they a Doom band? You know what? Forget the genres. We're going to have
Sludge from Oshawaga.
Yeah. We're going to have Dope Throne on next week. Do you know Dope Throne, Diana?
I have never heard of them, but now I'm going to have to
catch them. You may have heard the Electric Wizard Dope Throne, right?
I think so.
Yeah, well, this band is just, their name is Dope Throne. Check that out. It's on Bandcamp.
Oh, okay.
Bandcamp, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Dude, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, these guys are killers.
Yeah. And then in November, we got Inertia from Buffalo, New York. On the 6th, on the 13th, we got Doomsday Dementia. On the 20th, we got Post Lovin'. And on the 27th, we got Cesspool.
Hell yeah, that's awesome.
All those bands are releasing new music.
And tomorrow,
Jay, you and your band called Dumbass are playing at they're playing at Piranha Bar with Wooden, Spirit Unbound, and Clask. And that's $20.
Nice.
And remember to go to the Halloween party, the Dope Throne party.
Yeah. There's
Foofs.
Yeah, at Foofs with War Crusher and some.
Last year was insane.
Yeah.
Insane. I got out of there covered in blood.
I saw photos of you, and they were pouring fake blood all over you. Yeah. Have you ever been to Fafoon Electric, Diana?
Yes, I have.
You have?
That was one of the first venues I remember going to when I went to Canada for the first time.
Yeah. Classic venue in Montreal.
It has, like, a super sick, like, spooky feel on the inside, and they made fun of me. at the poutine place around the corner because I asked for no cheese. And then
Whoa, Dana.
Excuse me.
I learned my lesson. Speak very to a local, yeah. That I need to have it all
you set. Can ask no gravy, but cheese.
Yeah, yeah.
I know. I made a huge mistake. I apologize.
Yeah, never. You can ask for fries and gravy.
You'll never forget
that. Don't ask
that
for
one.
A poutine, no cheese. That's
yeah, right. I can't live that down ever.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we got to...
I think that's the end of the show, Diana. We're gonna have to have you back. Yeah. We're gonna have to have you back on.
Perfect. I would love it. You guys are a lot of fun. I love being able to like listen to music with you guys. This is a lot of fun.
I'm sure you have a ton more stories, and you'll have a bunch more by the time we meet up again.
Hopefully, we have a 2 hours spot next time.
Yeah. Do you know when you're coming back through Montreal?
Probably sometime next year.
Yeah.
If I'm not wrong. Not talking about it too much, but I probably will sometime next.
Yeah, well, you let us know when you're coming back. We'll get in touch and we'll have you back and we'll play you out to some Psycho.
Thank you again, Diana.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, dude. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much. Have a great night. Thank
you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And Aussie forever.
Aussie forever.
Yeah.